Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Reflecting Christ's Character, was written by Cindy Hess Casper. Two faces at the table stood out, one contorted by bitter anger, the other twisted in emotional pain. A reunion of old friends had just erupted into shouting, with one woman berating another for her beliefs. The contention continued until the first woman stomped out of the restaurant, leaving the other shaken and humiliated. Are we really living in a time when a difference of opinion can't be tolerated? Just because two people can't agree doesn't mean that either is evil. Speech that's harsh or unyielding is never persuasive, and strong views shouldn't overcome decency or compassion. Romans 12 is a great guide for how to honor one another and live in harmony with other people. Jesus indicated that an identifying characteristic for believers in Him is the love we have for each other. While pride and anger can easily derail us, they're in direct contrast to the love God wants us to show to others. It's a challenge not to blame others when we lose control of our emotions, but the words, "As far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone," in Romans 12, show us that the responsibility for living a life that reflects Christ's character can't be shifted to anyone else. It lies with each one of us who bear His name. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 18. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Let's pray. Loving God, it's easy for disagreements and differences in opinion to come between close friends and family members. Please guide our attitudes and our speech as we seek to live lives that honor You. Help us to show Your love through what we say and do, and whenever possible, help us live at peace with others. Thank You, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. I'm Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.